It's 10 past nine and we are cracking right into the stories of the day. Now, if you're someone who's fabulously into food and you love learning about new countries, new food, the one thing you will have noticed is that when it comes to certain countries of the world, it's super easy for them to promote the food that they do. So France is very easy. It's coq au vin, it's blah, 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 etc. But sometimes on the African continent, we don't get as much pushback from the amazing, amazing foods. And we don't see them in the public terrain as much as we should. Someone who's taken that on and who feels that food from the African continent needs a good old makeover is Tuleka Pra with something called the African Food Maps. Tuleka, thank you so much for joining us on the line.
Thank you for having me.
So tell us a little bit about the African Food Maps. How did you come up with the idea and what actually is it?
My African food map was an idea that kind of came to me kind of spontaneously. I grew up eating a dish that my father used to make called kontomire, and I always knew it was his version of kontomire. He's Ghanaian, so this is a really common Ghanaian dish, and it was actually featured on my African food map. And I looked online, and what I found, the recipes and the pictures were kind of disappointing, or a lot disappointing, because it galvanized me into going ahead and doing this whole food map thing, which is taking photos of the ingredients and making short videos of the cooking preparation process for these meals. And yeah, so that's what it is, and that's how it kind of came about. I didn't sit around and think about it for many, many years. I kind of had the idea, I had the means and the opportunity to do it, and so I did.
So if you, say I'm someone from Germany, I'm German, and I come to South Africa, but maybe I'm going somewhere into the continent, and I want to find out about the foods that I can eat. What can I find? What are the various vegetables? How would it work with the African food maps?
I take the photos of the ingredients and I say something about them. I'm hoping that one day, when I have a lot more financial backing, I can make this resource a lot more interactive and put a lot more on that I would like to put on that I don't really get the chance to do. But what they could do is go online and already have a look at some of the ingredients and some of the recipes, because I had picked the four most popular recipes of whichever featured country. So if they're going to Kenya or Ghana, for example, then if they have a look, they can see what that is, and maybe when they get to Ghana, they can have an idea of what that means if they see it on the menu. So then potentially then order it as well.
You know,
they feel.
The great thing and probably the interesting thing about food from the African continent, and I'm sure this is the same in Europe as well, is that a lot of countries are eating quite similar things, but they've got different names, and perhaps there's a slightly different way of preparing it. And so it's like there's this thread that just feeds its way throughout the continent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's something, because I grew up in various countries on the continent, that's something that I was kind of aware of. I remember when we moved from Lesotho to Kenya, in Lesotho we would eat something called papa gamorojo, which is pap and spinach. It's kind of spinach stew thing. And then we went to Kenya and we ate ugali and sukuma wiki, which is basically almost literally the same thing. And I remember thinking, oh, this is familiar, and oh, it's not completely new. So it's something that I've kind of been aware of, but doing this, I'm hoping, will open that up to more people who may not be aware of it, and open it up especially to Africans ourselves, because I don't know, from my experience, I don't know that we know enough about each other's food, which is a huge problem. And especially because it's regional-based. I mean, a lot of what South Africans eat, you can find in Zimbabwean food, you can find in Malawian food, you can find in Tanzanian and Kenyan food, like all the way up the East Coast. And it's kind of climate and geography-based, these connections, but there are a lot of similarities. People make the same food with slight variations, with different names, or sometimes even identical foods. With different names.
You know, you mentioned a bit earlier that sometimes people don't really know much about each other's foods or about foods from the African continent in general. What do you think the general association is when we think Africa and food? What is the general association and how far from that is the truth?
The general association is, well, besides the thing, I mentioned it before once, the exotification that happens, where the people are obsessed with if the people are eating flying ants or if they're eating mopani worms. The general association besides that is that that Africans are not as proud of their food as anybody else is. I mean, if you went into an Italian person's home, they would be quite proud about how they made their pasta or something like that. And I think that's my experience, that everyone that I've met is always proud about what they serve, and they always hope that when you leave, you will say, oh, when I was at so-and-so's house, I had this really good dish. So I think that's these concepts or perceptions that people have of African food, I think, are generally not very positive. And actually, most of the time, what you see here in big billboards on posters and things like that is how German people, for example, can put money in a pot to send to feed bread to some African somewhere. And so that's the general impression, but of course that's not the lived experience of people on the continent.
You know, it's interesting when you talk about food and you talk about culture, because there are kind of cultural stories, I'm sure, that you've learnt with some of the foods that you've discovered and some of the dishes that you've discovered. And I wonder if this is not a way for us to engage strongly with the Afrophobia that is coming out of or has come out of South Africa recently, that maybe we need to start eating together, learning the stories from one another's foods.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and also that it's not some unapproachable or foreign thing. There are always stories with food because of the history of the continent and how, and transportation and other links that are never highlighted. And also, I mean, simply because of the fact that people are making a lot of the same things in different parts of the continent. I feel like once people know just how connected the continent is in these other ways, especially food, which is quite accessible if you invite someone over that you don't know, you don't really have to talk, you can just eat, and if you don't have any conversation points, you can talk about what you're eating, and that's a way that people can communicate over food if they are socially awkward, or I don't know. So food is a great connector, and I think, I honestly think that if more South Africans, I don't know, I think it's changing. I think a lot more South Africans have or are trying foods from the different African people that are living in South Africa, which I hope will change the dynamics, the social dynamics, at least, in that way.
So what food is interesting you at the moment, and from which country does it come?
That changes according to my mood. But because I grew up eating a lot of Ghanaian food, of course, I have a slight bias towards it because it's something that I've cooked myself many, many times, like groundnut soup and things like that. So, I mean, right now, today, I feel like eating fufu and groundnut soup, but on another day, I remember when I ate mmusha for the first time, I thought, it sounds like, I mean, when you look at the dish, it seems very rudimentary, but it was very
absolutely
homey.
The best.
Yeah, I loved it. It was really homey and comforting. And last week, actually, I kind of felt like eating that. And so it changes according to my mood.
Mmusha with a bit of cheese and yam is just like, if that, that'll make you happy for a whole day, for sure.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So just before we end, there is there's something that's been trending on Twitter. It's hashtag being Ghanaian has taught me. So I thought it was kind of appropriate to ask you this. Hashtag being Ghanaian has taught me what?
Being Ghanaian has taught me to enjoy. I don't know how to phrase this without it sounding ridiculous. To enjoy, without it sounding cheesy, the simple things. for example, beans and plantain, extremely simple, but so good for the soul.
That's not cheesy at all. That's absolutely brilliant. Tuleka Prop, thank you so much for joining us. And if anybody wants to go and have a good look at the website, it's africanfoodmap.com, africanfoodmap.com. You can also go onto YouTube and just look up My African Food Map videos. And there's a whole series of videos with beautiful food and certainly showing you how to make it, how to eat it, and how to enjoy the food from our beautiful continent. It's 9:21.